We're good. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Karen Bounds.
Here.
Stacy Carter.
Here.
Kevin Latos.
Here.
And Josh Short.
Here.
I'm Stacy Bush on IHLS.
And I'm Leslie Bender, IHLS.
All right. Is there any public comment?
No.
Okay. Let's go to approval of February 21st, 2023 minutes, attachment 4.1.
This is Stacy, so moved.
This is Kevin, I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, can I have a roll call, please, Stacy?
Karen Bounds.
I'm staying, I wasn't there.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Josh Short.
I'll vote yes, even though I wasn't there. Okay, let's go to share update.
Thank you, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm just reading off my notes because so share's been really busy. We had a finance, they had a finance and policy committee meeting last week where they discussed how they plan to move forward with Aspen following the conversation that we had at the IHLS board meeting. Cassie, the good thing about our meetings being recorded is that we can share that information with people. And so Cassie shared that with some of with that committee. There was a request during that meeting and then also by email from one of the committee members that the general fund, and that would be a board decision, add to its usual $300,000 a year contribution to share to help them bring that cost to bring Aspen to all members that want it. We don't know yet how that fee formula would work because there's some members that are perfectly capable and happy to pay the fee to get Aspen at their library, especially some of the larger ones that like signed up first. So their representatives on that committee didn't seem to think it was going to be an issue that they continue to pay what they thought they were going to pay going forward. But it's the implementation and making it possible for everybody in SHARE to have that if they want to make it a standard. Thank you, Shai. To make it a standard service, just part of SHARE in general. So I wanted to bring that to all of your attention. We are going to talk in a little bit about where we think we're going to end with the general fund at June 30 this year. So that might give you a better sense of where to go with this. I also have it proposed to be on the board agenda as well, but I wanted to let you know that there was a conversation. And so, there's that. Questions or comments?
So are they asking us to pick up a shortfall or to fund the entire thing?
A portion of it, more of the shortfall. And we can, right now what we, that 300,000 that goes from the general fund, that's a cash transfer to SHARE. SHARE does with it what they want to do. I mean, it doesn't go to any particular program, it just goes into their budget. So if the board was so inclined and wanted to contribute, our recommendation is that for accounting purposes, we just add it to whatever that contribution already is that's budgeted. And that way, as far as the general fund isn't paying for something that's a SHARE service. So it just gets transferred over. And that transfer generally happens after the audit is done, I believe, but before we close the books for that fiscal year. So we can definitely do something like that. That 300,000 UE equates to about roughly 9% of that total system area and per capita grant revenue based on the previous decade. So not counting this year, because this year is the first year with a new number. So and anything fiscal 22 or earlier, roughly based on that. So we extrapolate, we looked at it, and what would 9% be of the current budget amount? And that's roughly 350,000. So
what's the cost per library for Aspen? Did they have that broken down?
We don't have that at this, or at least I don't have it at this moment, and Cassie's out this week. They weren't sure what kind of response they were going to get from members anyway about that. And so they were looking to get to this, I think, $70,000 threshold in terms of the fee, a proposed fee formula. And it would be, I don't know, Loretta, do you remember? It's like $2,500 or less per library. Was that there was like a ballpark, like this is the most that it will be, but for much smaller libraries, it will be significantly less. But they reached that. I'm sorry.
I said they exceeded that, I think.
Yeah, they did. So that's something else that committee has to work out, is what that fee would even look like, and how they, if there was funds that came from additional funds that came from the general fund, how they would what they would put it towards. Probably it would go towards the cost for transition to get people set up on it. But they have another meeting, I believe, in May. That committee has a meeting in May. And in April, the executive council, the shared executive council meets. And that's when they look at the operational plan and they look at the budget for FY24. And they go through basically the same things that we go through at the board level for both.
In finance and policy are the two that went over this, you said,
share finance and finance and policy committee.
Gotcha. Okay.
So would they be asking us for this money every year?
I think that we would, the idea is that the contribution would increase basically. And they could use it toward whatever. Again, I don't know specifically what they need it for, because the pricing is going to be much different than Cassie initially estimated, just due to the response, the overall response. If you've not ever been involved with shared governance, that finance and policy committee, they're a pretty outspoken group of folks, and they represent larger libraries. They also represent very small libraries, and they know they're really plugged into what their peers in share need, where they're at.
Okay.
So it's a good, like, you know, if we wanted to do something pie in the sky and we brought it to them and they're like, "Yeah, it ain't flying," then it probably wouldn't fly because they're that connected. And it's got the original people that worked on share before we were even one big LSAP. So yeah, they're pretty committed, and I think they're a pretty good judge of what the membership.
Okay, so I think this question is going to come up, which is why I'm going to ask it here.
Okay.
When you say we give them $300,000 a year, where we seed them $300,000 a year, and we don't say where that goes, but what is the understanding that what are we paying for?
So historically, and thinking back almost 12 years, that was the general funds, or the way that we supported resource sharing in terms of an LSAP in a cash sort of way. There's a ton of in-kind support that they get. Mm-hmm. We don't track it unless somebody wants to know what that equates to, but there's HR, there's finance support, there's like two IT staff members in the general fund. So it's just another way to support them. And then they make, that's built into their budget as a transfer, and they determine how they're going to use it. It's just kind of baked into the budget overall.
Because IHLS had decided to take ours in-house, and Rails does not give theirs any money.
Oh, no, that's not true. The LSAPs in Rails do get money. They have to go through a grant process now. They have to apply every year. Okay. They do get funding. The accounting is a little bit different because the three primary LSAPs, SWAN, RSA, and Prairie Cat, for the most part, they're independent of staff and at Rails. So that's why there's a little more accounting. I mean, if they don't have a finance person, then they have to pay for a portion of the finance help or the billing help that they get from Rails. But Rails does support their groups.
Okay.
Any other questions? This will be a fun conversation next week.
We'll try to have something together, a little more concrete for you.
Administrative updates, accounting and human resources.
So accounting staff are busy working on the projections where we think we're going to end at the end of June this year, and then also putting a ton of information together in the draft budget for FY 2024. Our HR staff are working on rolling out the updated handbook training to staff and other staff training activities, as well as the normal stuff they do.
Okay. How about IT?
Just one thing to mention, and that was the newest hire for IT. His name is Matt Kasky. He came to us from SIU Edwardsville. Really enthusiastic person. It's nice to have another face to work with.
How about facilities and operations?
Since the February board meeting, we've been able to find 4 delivery vans. I believe all of them are used. And used means mileage up to 20,000. It's not like a 100,000 mile vehicle. So we'll still get a lot of life out of them. So we were able to purchase 4 of those. Plus we placed an order for a box truck from, and these are all from dealers in our service area. So it's going, I mean, not having to go through the process of an RFP really ensures that we'll be able to get those vehicles that are on the lot. So that's worked out well, thank you. And the box truck may or may not hit in FY23 because they gave us an estimate of when they thought it would be completed. And there's like the truck, plus they have to add the, I think it's the box on it. I don't know exactly the terminology, but that basic frame can fit different size vehicles or storage boxes on top of it. And the delivery date's somewhere in June or July. So it may or may not get booked to FY23. If it doesn't, and we can tell pretty close, you know, once we get to June and they still don't have it anywhere ready, then we may very well go back and try to get 2 more additional vans, regular delivery vans that will book to FY23.
Okay. Membership and grants.
We are currently interviewing for the CE coordinator position. There was a lot of interest in that position, and we were really happy, we're really happy to be where we are now, where we can start talking to folks. And I think the first formal interviews start this week. So I don't suspect that we're going to have a name by the board meeting. It doesn't look like it's going to happen that fast. Additionally, we made a lateral staffing move that will be effective next Monday. We have an administrative assistant that works in delivery. That person is going to move and report directly to Ellen Poppett in membership. That will help us to make sure that we are supporting all membership initiatives and helps them with some projects that they have within that department. So we're really happy about that. And we're also, I don't know if I mentioned this to you all last month or not, we're finalizing a networking event for the Reaching Forward South 1-day conference. That's on April 14th. Would be April 13th. Maybe, did we talk about that? Do you remember, Loretta? I know you're on that committee. I don't know if I did. Okay. So it'll be fun. It's Dewey's Pizza is close to the location. And so some people that get more sleep than me are working on a clever thing. Dewey circulating, whatever. We should be sending that out very soon if it hasn't already gone out.
Yeah, I cleared my schedule for that and for the conference.
So. Very good. Good.
And how about administration?
So I'm really happy that we've that we are at where we are with two pieces of legislation in Springfield. One is HB 2789. That is the one where that's proposed from the new Secretary of State staff that was proposed, it wasn't proposed by them, but they drafted the legislation where they would use, it's actually adheres to or attaches to the Library System Act. And it would, it's to encourage libraries to have either a collection management or development policy. And would, that also would include something about reconsideration when there are questions about books in a library's collection, or that that library would support ALA's Bill of Rights. That has gone from the first read in the committee. It passed along party lines last, I feel like it was last week, but it might have been the 8th, sorry, or the 8th of March. And so it was a 6-3 vote, and then it's supposed to go onto the floor. So that's one piece. The second piece of legislation is something called the License to Read Act, and that's part of the state library enacting legislation. It would give, and this is Senate Bill 2429, it would give the state librarian the ability to negotiate with publishers of ebooks and e-audiobooks on behalf of libraries, hopefully getting to a place where the prices are more reasonable and easier to afford for libraries across the state. I believe that that passed, might have been the same lines, I'm not sure. It was actually heard the same day on 8th of March. And I think it's on the floor as well now. So.
Yeah, that's
kind of exciting.
Yeah, big news coming from the state. Okay, I lost my page here. Okay, do we have anything for Open Meeting Act compliance?
No concerns. Okay.
Let's go to committee updates, advocacy.
We actually had a meeting. We met on March 1st and we talked about a number of different working groups on various library issues. The ILE working group, regular activity of that working group was discussed, with particular note of the fact that a statewide training event for school library workers will be held on September 23rd, 2023. Public Policy Committee overview of the February meeting was given and talked about, it's mostly about the legislative meetup sponsored by the Illinois Library Association. Leslie just mentioned HB 2789 and it's moving forward. The Illinois Library Association legislative meetups, I'm looking at our notes here, saw a group of freshman legislators who plan to be at the Illinois Library Association legislative meetups. The Association of Rural and Small Libraries Advocacy Center is a new tool that will be of great use to many of our libraries. I looked at this and it is very thorough. I was impressed. It has all kinds of parts and pieces that libraries can use if they get into a bind with challenges. I mean, it's a very thorough site. So if you haven't looked at it, give it a look. The spring elections for library trustees will be on April 4th. I'm one of those up for election. And the rapid response group, Leslie talked about that. And I guess, Leslie, if you have anything in particular that needs to be said about it, I'd let you do that.
So the rapid response group, again, came out of a meeting that we had. Actually, we just kind of were talking to each other when we were in the exhibitors hall at ILE last fall. And it's got mostly people from the ILE partnership or representatives from that ILE partnership group. And it, we did actually look at some of the data that was available, again, on the ARSL site, And I don't know if you saw that ARSL has like a form that you would fill out, like a rapid response kind of thing. That's kind of what we're working on now, is what that would look like and what the, how would we parse out volunteers based on like regions. So it's pretty exciting if we can get there, which I think we can. It just will take a little bit of time getting everybody's busy. And, but certainly the support from Secretary of State's office is going to help, I think, with that. So,
thank you. That's it.
All right. How about budget and finance?
Yeah, we met on the 13th, passed the bills, reviewed the bills and the finance report. We also talked about, Rhonda gave us information about investing $250,000 into a CD, which you'll see, we'll talk about later. There was discussion on alternatives. You know, should we be looking at treasury bills, was brought up, you know, an external financial manager, that type of thing. But ultimately, you know, looking at it, treasury bills, we'd have to come to the board every time we wanted approval to change or do anything with them. So at the end of the day, we ended up passing it on for approval.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Sounds like a decently short meeting. How about facilities and operations?
We haven't met in quite some time.
Okay. Membership and policy?
We met 2 weeks ago. We're right in the middle of, you know, of our members certifying themselves. That deadline is March 31st. Ellen went through, you know, how far we are in the progress of that. We have quite a few that hadn't done it yet or were just partially certified. And then she also went through and gave us sort of like a little update about there's probably three that potentially will not maintain their membership. And some of them are because they're not, they don't have somebody in the office. Some of our special libraries are not really even all the way back to work yet, and finding somebody who is going to take care of that. So probably what will happen is we won't take away their membership. They'll just sort of not certify. They sort of go in limbo land. But okay. What Ellen has asked, and what I said to Josh at the beginning and Kevin at the beginning of the meeting, we normally meet the first Tuesday of the month. That is not enough time for them to wrap everything up and come to us so that we can bring it to the board in time. So she has asked us to push it back a week, which we did and didn't realize that we're hitting at the same time as finance. And then we couldn't move it back a day because then we were going to hit facilities. So now we're trying to see if there's any time on that Monday except for 4 o'clock that will work with everybody on the committee. So, you know, time is to be determined. We will be meeting. We just don't know exactly when.
Okay.
Although I know no one cares, but shock of all shocks, they did give me a laptop with a camera and a microphone at work.
Wow.
I know. You know, so we'll see.
All right. Thanks for the update. Personnel met on the 7th for 6 minutes, I think. Oh, 8 minutes. We went over the approval letter we got from the Illinois State Library on our handbook update, the top workplaces survey 2023, and then we had an update on Team Fleck. Yeah, real short, good meeting. how about nominating, Leslie?
The ballot is out. Went out on the 15th, so we have 1 month. I have no idea about feedback yet. So far, I haven't asked for that information.
All right. Unfinished business, open board position. Leslie got me a name. They said yes. So I assume you guys got all the things worked out that you need to send them.
So can you share her name?
Oh my God, everyone? I'm blanking.
I can't. It's Susan Tulis. She's on the Carbondale Public Library Board. Yes. I knew Karen would do that.
Yes.
Okay.
It's only for the remainder of this term, unless she's not. Is she running? Is any like?
No, I
didn't look at the ballot yet. So it's only a couple months, Karen. Sorry.
I don't care. She's great.
Okay, good. I'm excited to meet with her. Okay, new business. FY 2023 budget and operational plan review. So this is going to be, we got the time, and that's going to include our timeline in that, right?
Well, that's the next one. That would be the next piece. But yeah, so like I mentioned, finance has been looking at what the end of the year looks like. We don't have, the document isn't done. That's why I didn't share it with you all as a draft. But assuming that we end where we think we're going to end, that we believe we're going to end somewhere. The current year's budget had revenue under expenditures, I think. So it was a negative 400,000, and we were able to, through a lot of different things, we're going to actually end up with money to the good, about 300,000 this fiscal year. What there are a lot of things that contribute to that, but oddly enough, one of the things is interest income, which we budgeted really low for that, and we're going to hit about 170,000 in interest income if the rates stay somewhere where they've been most of this fiscal year. Yes, I see Kevin smiling. That's like a huge, like, whoa, nobody knew that was, I mean, it's not something we planned for, but it's certainly nice when we get it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, and it has to do with how well the Illinois funds is performing. There are other pieces to that. Some come from personnel, some come from, we budgeted fuel again at $5 a gallon. We didn't need that because we didn't really get to anything close. And so we always try to look at where are the differences? But then again, is there something we can do differently when we put our budget together the next year? And to be honest, we generally end up better than we anticipate. That budget is like everything we think we could possibly achieve. And that never happens. In terms of projects, in terms of getting people staffed, departments staffed completely when we want them staffed. So there's always a bit of a lag, but our recommendation, assuming that we end up there, our recommendation would be that we transfer, after the audit is done, that we transfer that excess revenue to the capital fund. It will help to add to the capital fund, especially because now that we are no longer in the leasing agreement with Enterprise, that money comes out of the capital fund because it's a capital purchase for vehicles. There's nothing that supplements the capital fund if there isn't, some kind of a intentional transfer of funding from one source to another. So that will be helpful. And I think we need to start looking at how we're going to do that going forward so that there's always sufficient funding there now that we're back to buying our own vehicles. That's pretty much where we are right now.
Okay. Do we need a motion to move that money or anything tonight?
Not tonight. No, we're going to wait till the audit is done.
Okay.
Just because that will be the final June 30 report. So we'll wait for that.
Sounds good. Let's go to FY 2024 budget and operational plan timeline.
So this is something that Stacy Bouchon and I put together. We've been sharing this with the board for a couple of years. And it should kind of give you an idea of where the staff have, what we've been up to generally regarding the op plan, regarding the budget, and then where does the board come in? Where does the board intersect with all of that? You don't have to give us an answer today, but one of the things that Stacy and I have talked about is whether or not there's just too much information on this. It's crazy. I mean, we need to see it, but it does not, nothing lines up like we want it to horizontally. So activity wise. So it's our best effort at trying to share, to be transparent about what we're doing and when we're doing it. And then also letting the board know when we're going to need, your definite input on certain pieces. And so again, that the We don't have we do have it as TBD, the policy membership committee, obviously. We don't have a date for that yet. So it will be here soon. Or you'll get one soon anyway. Any questions about this? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, let's go to investment update, attachment 10.2.
So we, as Kevin mentioned, we shared this this report with the finance committee. This is pretty much verbatim what we shared with them. The committee did approve. I think the language was, what was the language? Is it at the top? I don't know. They agreed with the recommendation, I think, is what generally what the language was.
Right.
Okay. So
yeah, we approved $250,000, I think, to invest in the CD,
right.
Just as Rhonda presented.
Yeah, and we checked Friday with UC Bank, so we could, you know, make sure we had all the documentation we needed if that were to be approved by the board. Next week, their CDs for 11-month and 15-month are now at 5%, which is a little bit better than where general
That's great.
Yeah,
it is, especially in this economic, because not everybody's doing good.
No, you're right. Illinois funds right now at the same day was at 4.678. So that's even better than what we've been getting with the Illinois funds. And maybe that will, we don't know that it's going to stay at five, that it'll be at five, you know, past the board.
Hopefully we can get it in and locked in so you guys can do it. We just met my library here. Just met with Ed Jones to do CDs because their rates are really high, but that's even higher than what Ed Jones was offering us. So that's great.
Yeah,
do we need a motion for this one since it's coming from finance?
You can have it as an action item, or we can just share it with you. I mean, our recommendation is going to remain the same when we get to the board.
We'll just run it. Let's take it to the full board since
it's
your recommendation. All right, that's easy. And does anyone else have any investment update questions or comments? No? All right. Board exit survey, attachment 10.3.
So this is something that Stacy Bouchong worked on. And I believe we talked about this, Josh. Did we meet with you and talk about this in January? Board engagement things?
Yes, we did talk about this.
You had a very busy January. I know lots of things are going on. And
it's not slowed down.
So we're really hoping that something like this can give us a better idea of what, you know, are we doing the things that the board wants? Are there other things that they would recommend? And sometimes people are more willing to talk after they're no longer involved in that seat. So this is an effort to get to that. Josh and I, speaking of exit interviews, Josh and I have, we're looking for a time to meet with Chastity Mays. And so we would ask her similar questions. When we meet with her, we've had to change that that date. So, but it really is an effort at being helping the board to be what you all want it to be. Make sure that experience is what board members are anticipating. Any thoughts or comments? I don't think that we would. Do you want to share this with the board as a whole? Do you want to just talk about it here?
I mean, I don't think you have to share the questions are coming. I mean, I think it's pretty standard to have exit questions asked.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, like we'll just send it out when people are done.
Okay. We do, there are other opportunities for the board to give us input, like I believe this month, is that right, Stacey B? The communication survey goes to the board?
Yes, it'll go out after the board meeting.
Okay, so there's an opportunity for feedback there as well. Thank you. And if you have thoughts about this, do let me know so we can make any adjustments.
All right, Let's go to agenda building.
So hopefully you saw the draft agenda. So we have proposed new board member right there, Susan Tulis, right after Kelly Sullivan. So woohoo for that. And for those of you who don't know Susan Tulis, she is a retired academic librarian from SIU Carbondale. She was the director, I believe, of the law library at Carbondale. And for a long time, she was active and has been active on the Carbondale Public Library Board. So a pretty involved board member. She also, was she on our transition committee, Karen, yes. Or did she join? Okay. And then she was on our board for a little bit, right? She was on our board
too, yeah.
Way back. So that's really nice. And we would have the appointment for Karen, for Susan, sorry, at the beginning of the agenda. Then the usual boilerplate items, consent agenda, bills and financial report for February, a FOIA update, an OMA update, a space for public comment. Right now we have board learning as a communication piece. I don't know that we would have any additional items. No one has come forward and said they would like that. And then under HR, we are going to need to go to closed session for C, which is personnel. So my question for you all is, since we know this in advance, do you want me to rearrange the order of the agenda so it flows like personnel and then staff report and then secondary employment? Or do you want it to stay like it is and then somebody makes a motion to change? Does that make sense?
I think you should change it so we go in to closed session first. What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, same. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, thank you. We will get that changed. That will be very helpful. Then state library report, committee reports. I believe I need to add nomination to the committee reports. I did not do that. So it's always easier to see something when it's like in print and final. So we will add that. And then partner reports, and we will have an ISLAC report this month. Thank you very much, since that's this week. And then I added Aspen for share as an unfinished business item to continue that conversation. I'll see what we can get together as far. What do you think the board would want to see in a written report about that? The conversation with the committee, the share finance committee, I can share, or the actual written request from a board member, from the share committee member to the board. What do you think they would like to see along with financial info?
Well, wouldn't you say that it's just one member, or has the whole board asked, has their board asked for financial help, or just somebody just asked?
It was a general agreement that they would love that when the one person asked. And this person had asked actually before we got to the board meeting, before we got to their committee meeting, they had already brought that up. So I think that it would always be welcome if that were to happen. And since they did listen in on the conversation at that point in the board meeting, they would think that was good. So, I mean, we can get the financial details, because I think that's part of the piece, which is.
Yeah, let's have that.
Okay.
So it really they haven't officially asked us.
Not as no, because this came from their finance committee, basically. So that would be like somebody from our finance committee asking something of everybody. And I don't know where
this is. Just an exploratory, would we be willing to?
Yes.
Is that
fair? I think so. Yeah. And given,
was it their financial chair that asked, or just a member?
She's not their chair.
Okay.
She's the director. It's Janet Clare. She's the director of the Tomalama Public Library District, which is just south of Champaign. So, but I believe that sentiment was also shared by another person who's the director of the Fairview Heights Public Library, Jill Pfeiffer, although she wasn't there, she just sent her thoughts before the meeting. And I don't know that the chair actually asked for it. They were just really happy that the board was so jazzed about it.
Yeah, so this is your request for an action item I see on it. So the hope is that we approve this extra money that they're asking us to fund them.
Right. So I try to put things on the draft agenda, like things that I think may have an action, I put them as action, even if there's no action that actually happens at the meeting. So I wasn't sure that there would have to be action from the board. But it might be nice to hear from more board members, because I know that there were a couple board members that were really outspoken about this last month. It may be good to get the pulse of other members as well.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, we can definitely get something together for that. And then under new business, unless there's other unfinished business you'd like to see brought forward, under new business, we have the investment update. There is another one of my crazy tables, which is looking at the FY23 budget and op plan, where we are right now in the fiscal year. Then that timeline for what we're doing with the 24 SAPG. I am working on a document that looks at what the Secretary of State's priorities were, or as identified in his transition report. And a lot of our staff have already given input about, you know, where we see ourselves in that. So I thought it might be nice for the board to see that. It'll probably be a table again. So I like tables. Anyway, so hopefully that will spark some conversation. And then at the last board meeting, it came up about the review process for the executive director. I can certainly pull snippets from meetings and things that have happened way back and about what that process looks like and how we got to the format that we have now.
Generally, we don't do that until the June meeting.
Yeah, the review itself doesn't happen until June. So I don't know what that person is looking for information wise. So maybe if they just understand that this was a process that a previous board, Karen can tell you all about it, went through and talked, you know, you don't want to, and came up with a solution and worked together.
Doing it in June is the only way you can get people up the full year, because I know at least once it's gone on to July and then, you know, you've got four people that can't really vote. They don't know what's going on, or five people.
Well, right. We're only talking about this because someone had questions about the process and how, like, they think everything that the system does in terms of employees seems to apply to the director, which director has a very specific set of ideas. This person doesn't understand that. So this will be a nice informational session for them.
Okay.
One of the other things that you might point out is one of the toughest things that the board president has to do is to try and get people to return the darn things. Because I know in years past that it has been quite an issue to try and get the whole board to respond. Mm-hmm.
The year I got everybody up, it's because I literally were calling people at home multiple times a day and going, am I going to get this? Am I going to get this?
And
I got them all.
Well, congratulations, because we generally have one or two that are missing because they don't ever get around to it, or they don't understand how it works or whatever. But the process as to how you fill it out and how you get it back to the board president needs to be made quite clear.
Yeah, and it's just a survey. Is it on SurveyMonkey now?
We use SurveyMonkey. Yes.
Yeah, like it's not hard, but I will say that some person didn't understand and did not fill the whole thing out last year.
Uh-huh. I know.
Quite vocal about that, but that's on them. So yeah.
but we can try and make it as clear as possible.
Yeah. And that's hopefully what we can do. Is there anything else people want added? Leslie, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was going to say that is an information item.
Information.
I don't know what could change with that.
Okay.
All right. That is a lot of new business.
Yeah, this could be a decent meeting.
So hopefully we'll be ready for April when we get there with the op plan and the budget. We'll be ready to go. So that's that document.
Okay. Probably no other public comment. Any announcements? No? Okay. Okay. It is 3:45. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You have it.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kevin. Meeting adjourned. I'll see everyone next week.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you. Bye.